Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle!
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to a fresh week of sports talk here on Sports Byline USA. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or it says so far in lands. JK, LOL, all that good stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call in. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard, girl. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, whatever branch you are with, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job, so stay safe and come home soon. Proud of what you're doing, so keep up the good work. Many ways of listening to the show if you're not by a terrestrial station. Terrestrial station is where a human is working the board. Extraterrestrial is where an alien is working the board. Elliot! So come on in and get heard on the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, also CRN Digital Plus, too, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, 35 million homes. So we cover the gamut. We got football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, footage, football, chess, checkers, cricket, all that type of good stuff. Toll free line 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Email address rick@sportsbyline.com if you want to get me that way. Today on the show, we've got a few actors actually. Matthew Leach, who was in Band of Brothers, he's going to join us from England. It seemed like everybody in the 501 of the 101st PIR was an English actor in that show. And also Taylor Takahashi, his brand new movie about playing a Chinese American high school basketball star, will have him as well. Plus March Madness, NFL moves, MLB spring training, all that. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any 2 ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in-store or get same-day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/27/21. Limit 4 in-store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, and lines are available if you'd like to chime in on your sporting weekend. As we look to the week ahead as well, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And that's PLAY, P-L-A-Y, P-L-A-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly, gur, you ugly. Let's start off with an email, and this is from Amanda in Santa Rosa. She says, Rick, easy question, I think. What is your favorite March Madness moment? Ah, by the way, talk about madness. It reminds me of Bridge Over the River Kwai, remember at the end? And Alec Guinness finally figures out what a collaborator he's been. You know, the whole time he's thinking, wow, you know, I'm showing what a British soldier can do. We can build the best bridge you've ever seen. And it's like, no, dumbass, you're helping the Japanese. And then he sees the commandos in front of him, and he sees the wire, and he said, what have I done? And then, remember, kill him, Joyce. Maybe you don't remember this. What is Rick going on about? But the little handheld mortar launcher, gets some shrapnel, falls on it, hits the plunger, bridge blows up, and the British doctor who was watching up on the hill, Tightwad Hill there, Strawberry Canyon, he says, madness, music, da-da, madness. I've always thought, and I've said this before, I remember saying this on 95.7 FM too, that whatever the rights are to that film, that every year, they should just start off with that. It's like, you know, Wimbledon still has that same theme music from like 1977. Ding, ding, ding. They should just start off with that and just have the guy go, madness. I say that because Oral Roberts is headed to the Sweet 16. Now, the funny thing is they have been there before, but they were there in 1974. but it's been a while. Only one other 15 seed has ever gotten to the Sweet 16. And beating number 7 seeded Florida 81-78, despite losing basically the whole game. And listen, that's exciting. And did you pick Oral Roberts? No. ESPN, who had more than a million brackets submitted to them, all of them are wrong now. You think you would just want to just do one wacky one, but there's just too many mathematical equations. But to answer your email, Amanda, it is actually, you're right, it's an easy answer, because for me, it was when St. Mary's College, my alma mater, got to the Sweet 16. And we are a mid-major at best, really just a mid, but a mid-major just in the fact that they have had some success under Randy Bennett in the last 15 years or so. But this was, I want to say, like the year 2005. I guess it was about 15 years ago. But St. Mary's won. They beat, actually, Villanova. I forgot the other team they beat in the first round, honestly. But, like, wow, they beat Nova. We're going to the Sweet 16. They're going to face Baylor. And so St. Mary's actually had a huge March Madness party at AT&T Park, which is now called Oracle. But it's where the Giants play, the Giants' new ballpark in China Basin. And obviously it was during spring training, so there was no team there. But St. Mary's took over the club level on one side, the third baseline, which is still pretty big. So it was like foul pole all the way in 2009. Thank you, Dominic. All right. So I thought it was 15 years ago. It was 12 years ago. Thank you, Dominic. 2009 season going into 10. And so we're on the third baseline at the club level. And it was the only time in my life where my college seemed like a big college. You know, it's a little school. And the only big college I ever really rooted for when I was young was Cal. But Cal almost always sucked. So, you know, I was never involved in any national championship or bowl games, you know, as a kid. So it was really cool to, you know, not root for somebody else's school but my own. And the thing that surprised me the most were how many alums showed up for that, and how many students. And I saw people that I hadn't seen in over a decade who I went to college with, and everybody was drinking, and then we started getting our behinds kicked, and the game was basically over at halftime, so then we really started drinking. Listen, we had no illusions of grandeur that, you know, hey, if the ball bounces just right, they were going to go to the Sweet 16, and that's what happened. And what's funny is that Patty Mills had already left for the NBA. So the team was led by a guy named Omar Samhan, Egyptian-American, kid from the East Bay, big man in the middle. He was kind of like our Draymond. Actually, he was more than that. He was like our Draymond and our Bogut. And then they had this guy, Matthew Dellavedova, who's the all-time St. Mary's scoring champ, kid out of Australia. Randy Bennett has that great pipeline to Australia, speaking of Patty Mills. And he has a ring, too, by the way, which I wish he didn't, Dellavedova. He's more of just a scrappy, you know, he's not going to win any NBA. I remember Milwaukee gave him some cash. But anyway, it was such a fun day, and it'll probably never happen again. But other than that, when I hear March Madness, I remember being on a recruiting trip when I was a senior in high school, and I was staying at a dorm of a certain college, and I watched the Jim Valvano game where Derek Whittingham pulled up the short shot for North Carolina State, and Lorenzo Charles dunked it, and it was just mayhem. I definitely remember that. And then I remember watching Nova, speak of them, beat Georgetown, and that guy, Harold Pearson, or whatever his name, Harold Jensen, and that was the team with Ed Pickney. And I just thought that was one of the most amazing games I ever saw. And what I didn't realize is that my older brother was such a Hoyas fan that he said he just got in the car and drove. And I thought about that on Thursday when, or Wednesday was it, when Tottenham got knocked out of Europe by Dinamo Zagreb. I did get in the car and just start driving. I didn't even know where I was going. Sometimes that's all, when you're that numb, that's all you can do. But, you know, great memories of March Madness. This season, of course, is unlike no other in the fact that we didn't get as much hoop as we usually do. There were, look, we've already had a couple teams not participate. We've had a team participate and already have to leave. And so this isn't one where I'm watching with bated breath every single game I get my hands on. But now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and now we have a pure Cinderella story in Oral Roberts as well. By the way, thanks for the email, Amanda. Keep them coming. Rick at sportsbyline.com. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on Titillating Sports.
Es wird nie was anderes geben. Diesem Land hab ich Treue geschworen. Bin geboren in der Pfalz. Ich lieb dich nun mal. Jeden Berg, jedes Tal. Land, du mein schönes Pfälzerland.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845.
800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Whatever works, girl. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. We've come full circle from the, at least in England, Scotland, and Wales now, when it comes to kneeling before a sporting event. Which began, of course, with Colin Kaepernick in the United States. He was sitting down during the national anthem. And Nate Boyer, who has been on the show, who I had beers with in Philadelphia one time after Army-Navy, he suggested, former Green Beret, why don't you kneel? And a lot of people don't know, Nate was a former NFL player, that kneeling in football is basically your resting position, your BRF. It's like take a knee, everybody take a knee, take a knee, take a knee. So just take a knee. Just take a knee instead of standing. And of course, the firestorm ensued, and he was blackballed, and you had at the time the president calling him sons of bees. And so this sparked BLM and a lot of other things for social justice and conformity. But then a lot of people thought that the military was being spat upon. There were a lot of mixed messages, and a lot of things got lost in the wash. But what it was a worldwide movement, whereas in the Premier League in England, soccer, they would kneel, and they still do it before the whistle. And they have a catchphrase now, no room for racism. I remember years ago they tried kick racism into touch. In Germany, geez, 20 years ago, they used to have a little patch that said, Mein Freund ist Ausländer. In other words, foreigners are my friend. Try to get rid of that. Xenophobia. And if you think it's hard to get rid of racism in the United States, which of course it is, you got to think about the hundreds and hundreds of years, how it's ingrained in Europe, and probably a little bit harder there. But my point is that last week, Louis Saha, who is of African heritage, plays for Crystal Palace. Before the whistle, they kneel for a second, and the announcers will say, once again, we must eradicate racism of all kind. And so we take a knee to think about it. He's like, I'm not kneeling anymore. This is stupid. This doesn't do anything. It's a waste of time. This doesn't help anything racist. And at the time, I didn't mention it because it was one guy, but now it's caught on. And it happened in the SPL, the Scottish Premier League, just yesterday between the Old Firm. Remember, the Scottish League is just two teams. It's the two Glaswegian sides of Rangers and Celtic. And it's very sectarian. If you are a Protestant, you root for Rangers, and you go to Ibrox. And if you are a Catholic, you root for Celtic, you go to Parkhead. Those are the stadia. And it's weird. It's beyond stupid. But it's very ingrained. And so, anyway, Rangers were playing a game in the Europa League on Thursday against Slavia Prague. And one of the Rangers players, who's of African heritage, Glenn Kamara, he said that a Slavia Prague player, a guy named Andre Kudela, at the end of the game, went up to him and said, you effing monkey, in his ear. Kudela was asked about it. He said, I said you effing guy. Like, no one has ever said you effing guy in the history of the world, so that's not a very good lie. So UEFA said it was investigating the incident. So yesterday, before taking the knee, both teams decided we're all standing. And the Rangers manager is Stevie G, Steven Gerrard of Liverpool fame. Still a young guy, played a little in MLS. He said, quote, we won't take the knee. I spoke to the captains on Saturday, and they have made a collective decision that they're going to stand, and they're going to stand together side by side, and we'll support that and follow suit as a staff as well. I wasn't aware of the chat the players had amongst themselves, but James Tavernier and Connor Goldson have come to me on Saturday, and I totally understand the decision that they've made, and I totally back it 100%, and we'll do the same as the staff to show them support. So then the Celtic manager, who's John Kenny, he's an interim manager, by the way, he said Rangers reached out to them so they wouldn't look dumb and just said, we're just letting you know we're going to stand. And so he said, it's probably lost its impact. So hopefully we can send out a much stronger message if we all stand together. Racism and any sort of hate in society, but also in football, is disgraceful. We want to give it any support we can. Now, the Rangers captain, Connor Goldson, the center half, he said, racism will never be eradicated because there are so many token gestures out there. Taking a knee, token gesture from higher authorities to make it look like they are doing something to help. But they are not doing anything, because when these things happen, there is no consequence. There might be a fine, but it's never enough. You get fined more for showing an advertisement on your underwear than you do for being racist or having a racist supporter. It will never change. And by the way, the game ended 1-1. And as I said, it's two sharks and a little minnow tank. Rangers are cruising to yet another title. They have 89 points. Celtic is in second with 69 points, 20 points behind. So, as I've said, we've come full circle that now the gesture is just it's a waste of time, as he called it, an empty gesture. And look, there's no doubt that when the whistle blows, tweet, and everybody, because I watch soccer, you know, every week, usually twice a week, if my team's in these cups, so tweet, they kneel. You kneel for about 10 seconds, and then you stand up. I think two of the things I have found so impressive of all the times I've been to England to soccer matches is that when they ask for a moment of silence, you can hear a pin drop. In America, for the terrible tragedy that happened and wherever, we'd like to ask everyone for 30 seconds of silence. Raiders! Oh! Woo-hoo-hoo! F yeah! You will not get a moment of silence. There's always one drunk guy goes first, and the next guy, ah! Remember I was at a Nick Swardson show one time at the Masonic, and there was a pause, and a guy way up, the loudest voice I ever heard, like way upstairs, yelled, cocaine! And Nick goes, someone just yelled cocaine for no reason. That's the scariest thing I've ever heard. But anyway, when they have a moment of silence, and I've been to a stadium that had one, no one made a sound. It was so quiet, it was loud. And then I remember when Tottenham manager Glenn Hoddle at the time, one of the greatest players in their team's history, one of the best England players and England manager, his father had passed, and they said, and the players, all 22 of them before the game, they outlined the circle in the middle. And they said, we'd like to have 1 minute's applause. Glenn Hoddle's father's passed away. We'd like to have 1 minute of applause. And all the players and everyone in the stand clapped for a minute straight. It wasn't a minute of silence. And I always thought, wow, that is really cool. Isn't it better to clap for someone than to be so solemn? You know, you can be solemn at the other festivities, memorials and services, I should say. So the kneeling in Scotland, and by the way, I say in Wales as well, because the rugby teams in their league, Rugby Union, Rugby League, they also decided they're not going to kneel anymore because kneeling is an empty gesture. They're not kneeling because Trump told me to stand. Oh, oh! It's not that. Trump told me I'm a good American if I bring a Confederate flag into the Capitol. No. It's because they realize that this is just stupid. It does nothing to end racism. I don't know if that's going to happen here because we don't kneel en masse. The Premier League, by the way, says we will continue to do this until the end of the season. They have about 9 or 10 games left. So they're going to continue to do it for the next few months. But I don't know. We'll see how it spreads, if it spreads. Because it definitely started up last week with Louis Saha and is now, as I said, with the old firm in Scotland. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now,
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Tatel is going to go to the air. He's back to pass. He throws deep to the end zone. Batted up in the air. Intercepted by Dan Connors. It was a deflection hit into the air by Willie Brown. And Connors came down with a pass. And the Raiders stopped the Chargers without six, without even three on that drive.
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
Oh, bless your heart and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show the CMO, I should say, at Phoenix, Jed Korenthal. That's Phoenix without the O. It's a real-time streaming platform that delivers stream with sub-second latency without sacrificing quality or scale. Jed, welcome to the show. And as the world starts to move more and more into streaming and sports streaming, especially with the new deal the NFL has signed going forward, how have you guys adapted and then tried to lead at the front with all this?
Well, thanks, Rick. That's a pleasure to be here. Appreciate you having me. Streaming is slowly but surely starting to take over how many people consume content. And what we do that's sort of unique is eliminate all of the delay that happens while you're watching. So as an example, if you watch the recent Super Bowl, depending on what platform you might have watched it on, you could have been 30, 40, 50 seconds behind the field. So, you know, I could have texted you or chatted with you and said, hey, did you see that great catch by Gronk? And you hadn't even seen it yet because the platform you're streaming it on has that much of a delay. So we've been able to build a pretty cool platform that allows us to offer fans a way to watch content as though they were at the stadium with virtually no delay, and also watch it what's known as in sync. So have everybody watch the content at the same time, regardless of where you are or what device you have. So there's no sort of spoilers or, you know, any of those things that kind of ruin the experience.
There's no doubt. A lot of times I stream soccer, and in the last year, so many different platforms now have a streaming capacity. But, you know, I'll be during the pandemic, I'm doing these shows out of my house. So here I am in my little, you know, den, and I'll begin to watch a game on my phone. And then maybe during a break, I'll go over to my TV. And the TV is usually anywhere from like 15 seconds to a half a minute ahead. And so yep. There are times where it can be a little bit yep. of a spoiler. And I just kind of accept the fact that, well, my phone isn't as fast. But both devices are streaming. Why is it that we have latency like that?
So without getting too crazy on the technical side, there are really two ways to stream content. There's a relatively older technology that most platforms use, like Twitch and Facebook, and broadcasters use a form of technology. Video, Frank, but it's been kind of forced to do so over the years because of the desire for everybody to try and get technology. It enables you to stream it, but comes with this delay in, you know, in a newer technology that's been developed by Google.
All right, we're going to try. Let's get him. Let's call him back because the irony of it's just a bad connection. But I do think it's pretty interesting. I asked him about latency, and then the call is latent. By the way, that has nothing to do with Phoenix. That's a it's obviously a cell phone line. But it's just a bad connection. Over the years, that's the one thing, that's one of the risks you run in the cell phone business. Trust me, all the interviews I've done, and it's like I went through a dead zone. Like, oh, darn. I usually will sit there And I'll usually sit through some dead air because usually the line comes back. But I know that, and I have trashed, you've heard me trash, Peacock, Paramount Plus. It's so frustrating. Like Paramount Plus will have, it used to be CBS All Access, and they changed their name. You know, it'll list all the Europa games. And it says, watch Europa League soccer. And I'm like, okay. Tottenham at Krasnodar. And then it will not work. But the other games work. And you just, and then, you know, what's funny about that, the perspective is, would you, how much would you pay to go to a movie? Right? What is a movie now? It's over $10. Okay. You go to a movie. And then these streaming services want $5.99 a month. And you're like, that's an outrage. And like, well, you'd pay $12 to go to a matinee on an hour and a half bomb that you wish you didn't watch and will never see again. Or you have this, but then you're like, what do I pay HBO? What do I pay Netflix? And now these guys want it. Let me know when we get Jed back. Maybe we can't get Jed at all. Maybe he, his office drove through a tunnel. But these platforms are going to be so huge going to the future. Like it, right now, if you were going to watch, let's say you had a game that you absolutely had to see, maybe it's just the Super Bowl, and you go, oh, we'll just stream it. No, I can't do it. I have friends who got rid of their cable, got rid of their dish, and they just have Sling or they have Hulu, and they're like, or they'll have YouTube. And all they talk about is, oh, I started to watch the game and the Wi-Fi went out. And I know these are first world problems up the kazoo. Oh, my streaming service went out. Like I said, you know, there are a lot of people in the world who aren't going to feel super sorry for you at that point. Are we ending message? Are we getting his voicemail or something? Should I move on? Just type me a little message there if you can get a chance, unless my messages have now frozen. Everything is frozen. Am I even on the air right now? But the other thing about streaming, too, is when you think about the connections for all the movies we watch, there are sometimes I wonder about bandwidth, like, do I have enough bandwidth? I have this surfboard in my house from Xfinity, and it says, you have the best one we make. I'm like, this is the best one you make, this piece of garbage? Which is always going out. And then, you know, I'm forking out more for Wi-Fi than cable. But, you know, it's when you sign a deal worth over $1 billion a year and then up to $10 billion a year, well, like the National Football League, to stream games, if you can't watch, you're not going to do it. But what I was going to say is you're not going to watch the Super Bowl on your phone unless you absolutely have to. Right? And it is there. I know that because I have Dish Network, and Dish Network had a fight with HBO over 2 years ago. And so I have to get my HBO through Amazon Prime. I know. It's just money, money, money going down the drain, 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 drain. They have this thing called Dish Anywhere. Wash dish on any platform at any time. And that thing never works. It's just, you know, first of all, you got to jump through a million hoops, even though they know who I am. Just jump through a million hoops. But, you know, the whole advertising, I mean, they mean well. They're trying to deliver the product the way that they say they are. They do mean well. Dom, if you're trying to type me a message, I can't see anything. It just says the older message. Send me a text. 1-800-878-PLAY. All right, we can move on to some other topics now. Go back to the email bag. Rick, do you think St. Mary's is capable of winning a national championship? I say this as an alum. I don't. That's pie in the sky. It's not possible for that to happen. They just, you know, if you look at a team like Gonzaga, you can say, well, Gonzaga is the same size school. It's really not. Gonzaga is bigger. And plus the fact, Gonzaga has an entire, not metropolitan, community, but entire community backing them. Spokane, Washington is completely and utterly dedicated to that team. And then Mark Few, what he has been able to build. I mean, you just think about recruiting trips. One of the reasons St. Mary's, and really the only reason St. Mary's has been in the national forefront the last 10 to 20 years, is the fact that Randy Bennett did start that pipeline to Australia with Daniel Kickert, and then bringing in a Patty Mills, who also has a ring, and Matthew Dellavedova, as I mentioned. That is the main reason. Before that, the greatest recruit they ever had was a guy named Eric Bamberger. Eric Bamberger was the California State Player of the Year. He was from Walnut Creek, and Nova, Duke, North Carolina, UCLA, Cal, Stanford, Oregon, everybody wanted him, and he chose St. Mary's. And we were so excited. It was the biggest coup ever that, you know, one of the top McDonald's All-Americans chose St. Mary's because he wanted to stay home. He went there for a year. He kind of stunk, and then he transferred to Cal. So it wasn't until we started getting the Aussies in that we started to get started to actually matter. But no, it's not going to happen. It's just, I mean, you just talk about recruiting trips. That's why I really admire Gonzaga, that they can take people up to Spokane and say, don't go here. You know, it's hard enough when you think about recruiting, like these football players now. You know, let's say you're 16, 17. Do you care about Notre Dame and Michigan and Penn State? You know, you're going there in the snow and everybody's bundled up with knit hats and mittens and, you know, balaclavas. And then you go down to Florida and, you know, girls are wearing Daisy Dukes and it's sunny. It's like, which place would you rather go? It's like, oh, I want to be with the Four Horsemen. It's like, no, no, no. And you think about the snow in Spokane and you think, this town, what has it got? What it has is a winner. I kind of liken it in a way to the program that they built, Lute Olson did at Arizona. No offense to Tucson. Have you been to Tucson? See, the thing about Phoenix is that you're like, I don't really like Phoenix. Phoenix is a huge, huge area. And with all the different cities around it. Now, you might not just like it. Oh, we're going to talk to Jed all over again? Okay. We're going to bring him in. I think we got like 10 minutes out of him. I don't think we need to bring him back. But we'll talk about it in a minute. All right, we'll go to a break. The wheels are flying off. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. The big stuff. Who do you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never gonna get my love.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring.
They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you. What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Oh, I just found out that my county is taking appointments for vax 50 and older. Maybe the only time ever where it's good to be an old man. I've never been called old man in my entire life. And until recently, someone goes, ha, 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 old man. And I got to say, it hurts. And what I do after I hear that, and then they think it's really funny, I go off to the crawl space of my house and I cry myself to sleep in the fetal position. Normally what I do in the crawl space of my house is that's where I do the radio show in quotes for the rats. That's right. People say, Rick, you don't just roll out of bed and do a show. Oh, of course not. Au contraire, mon frère. What I do is I get a hairbrush. And I go up to the attic, get into the crawl space, and I try different affectations on my delivery, too. Like, I might start off normal, like, hey, welcome to the show. And then I might be, oh, hey, everybody. And then I might do kind of a Keith Jackson, Alabama Crimson Tide and Hornelly. It's something special here in ABC Sports. And then I might try the Howard Cosell. There's a rat to my left of me and a rat to the right of me. I'll try different areas of that. But anyway, that's where I usually do my fake show. But when I call, ha, 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 old man, shut up, old man, you suck, old man, ha, ha, ha. I don't say anything, but inside, I'm crying. Yeah. So what has this got to do with sports? I don't know. By the way, we'll have Jed Korenthal back here in about 10 minutes to just answer the question about latency. You know, it's like, I'm not even going to jinx anymore, but I did mention like what could go wrong a few months ago and that it happened, hasn't happened yet. And then it did. So I ain't going to touch that. All right. Great first hour. Come back. We got two more right here on Sports Byline.